It's never been easier to communicate with your friends and family. You can send them a text, shoot them an email, or directly message them on social media. But one seemingly old-fashioned way of keeping in touch has stood the test of time. Despite the evolution of technology, holiday greeting cards appear to be here to stay. In fact, not only have greeting cards remained popular, but they're actually experiencing a comeback. According to Narrative Research, more than half of Canadians sent a greeting card or a written letter using Canada Post in 2021. In the U.S., the Greeting Card Association says sales of holiday-based cards have increased in recent years. So, who is buying greeting cards? Millennials have outpaced their baby boomer elders in buying greeting cards. They're looking for personal, high-quality cards that are often customizable, such as those offered on online marketplaces like Etsy and Minted, that also support independent artists. What is it about physical greeting cards that have allowed them to remain so popular? Isn't it more of a hassle to buy a card, handwrite a message and send it via snail mail? Interestingly, that's actually part of the appeal. The extra effort to select a card, write a greeting and mail an envelope with a stamp is more personal. And the more personal, the more special. Simply put, mailing a card to a loved one just can't be replicated with an email. Many charities also offer greeting cards to personalize donations that make a positive difference in the world, such as those delivered on behalf of World Vision Canada's donors when they make a gift catalog donation to others. The extra personalized touch shows how much someone cares, just in time for the holidays. www.newscanada.com